The meeting of the Inner Circle is intended to be inspirational, informational. It's intended to provide us with the opportunity to get beyond all of the divisions and separations and the things that put us in position where we do not affirm the truth of who we are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. We are in that now moment of eternity that requires us to really take more time to seize the opportunities in each moment of every day to be completely reverencing and respectful of the intelligence of our own being and the intelligence that we find ourselves absolutely and totally immersed in, absolutely and totally permeated by. Every atom and every cell of our being is completely permeated by the intelligence of existence. And there is no point and part of existence that is not completely filled and permeated with the intelligence of the presence, of the absolute presence and its absolute reality. And when we take the time to truly be very cognizant of that, very conscientious about that, very caring to give our thoughts and consideration to the awesomeness as to what it is to just be, then we get leverage. Because then when you're held in the absolute truth of the absolute presence and its absolute reality, then you know there's an infinitude of doors that can be opened beyond the few doors that you get a chance to see. You know that when you hold yourself still in realizing that there is a real I, an absolute I, a true I, there is that which is always working towards the good of everything and everybody. When you really, really know that, then you can relax and not be all upset and attached to how things are working, because when you have asked and when you have prayed and when you have applied yourself consistently, then you know that everything is working towards your greater good. And see, we're at that point now where we have to reinforce each other. We have to really take the time to really support each other in being held in the reality of there being absolute truth. And the absolute truth of all of existence is the same for all orders and all points of existence itself. For we've been taught to think that what's true for you is not true for me, and what's true for this one is not true for... And to some degree, that may have its relevancy, but in terms of what is foundation for our being, there is an absolute truth, and everything operates by absolute laws. And in order to truly experience the fullness of the blessings of being, in order for our day-to-day reality to be a true demonstration of wellness, health, wealth, prosperity, balance, peace, poise, power, ingenuity, creativity, talent. It's necessary for us to consciously accept that we have to be harmonized within the laws that govern life. And that's why we were given law, and that's why we were given keys, so that we understand how to use the laws. And we've been educated and taught by a completely lawless people to make us think that we can be lawless and still prosper, to make us think that we can be lawless and be healthy, to make us think that we can be lawless and then take a pill and that pill will just completely eradicate all of our disease. And it doesn't happen like that. We are in a position now where there is a quickening that is going on this planet. We are in a position now where we will see the karmic debt of America and all of those lawless ones paid in full, and that payment will be through death. And their scriptures say the wages of sin is death. And some of you don't mind dying, and some of you are working to kill yourselves every day, but there are others of us who realize that our lives are the greatest gifts that we could possibly be given, and there is nothing greater than what we has already been gifted as blood and breath and heartbeat and tissue and intelligence and creativity and legacy and inheritance and parentage and responsibility and lineages and progeny. We who are held in this now moment of eternity have absolute duty, obligation, and responsibility to apply ourselves wholeheartedly to that which will allow us to come into our wholeness, our fullness, to put us in position where we are not in complicity to our own oppression, that we are consciously utilizing the keys, consciously utilizing the light, consciously coming into greater degrees of reverence and respect and worship and maturity as spirit beings living in these physical bodies, which themselves are absolutely divine. Every atom and every cell of our entire being is completely permeated by the intelligence of existence, so that we can function with the intelligences of existence as all intelligences function to perpetuate themselves. We who live in this now moment have opportunity to do that which needs to be done, and that need is our fulfillment personally, our potentiality released, our integrity made whole, that we can be completely renewed, rebirthed, and cleansed, purified, regenerated, rejuvenated, and resurrected in the light and the order of the establishment of the absolute and eternal order, which is nothing new, but it is the establishment of that which is ancient, that we must return to the whole of existence itself and no longer be victim and no longer participate in the idolatry practices of so many sects and cults of people, thinking that one point of the Creator's presence is to be worshipped beyond the whole of existence itself. And that whole of existence is absolutely infinite and eternal. Everything, everybody, every world, every heaven, every hell, every super universe, every galaxy, everything is a point and part in the body of the absolute presence and is permeated with its intelligence. There is nothing evil in existence except for the distortion in the thoughts and the character and the consciousness and the virtue and the integrity, the ethic and morality of human beings and those gods and goddesses and lords and lordesses who somehow fell from glory and have become self-seeking, self-aggrandizing, and put themselves in position to introduce themselves to the lives and the souls of people as if they themselves were the creator of all, and they are not. There have always been many gods, as goddesses and lords and lordesses, and all manners of spiritual hierarchy. And if it were true that there could be only one God, then there would not have been a need to ever say, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And we are in that point in time where it is crucial for us to come to clarity as to who and what a God is and goddess. For as man and as wombed man, there are spiritual archetypes that we have been issued from and we are to return to and be exalted by virtue of that archetype in goddess and godhood and conscious immortality. But there are so many people who believe in death. Not only do they believe in death, they love death, they worship death, they reverence death, they kill at every opportunity they have to kill, because they have not really quite understood that as an intelligence of existence, as a human being, your point and duty and obligation and responsibility is to really exalt life. You were told, thou shalt not kill. And in this day and time, it is really, really incumbent upon us to realize where the distortion is, to realize where the root of the wickedness is, to understand how to nip this thing in the bud so that you and I and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren and our great-great-great-great-grandchildren have opportunity to live in the integrity and ethic and morality and intelligence and purposes for which the Creator created us. Not to be killers. Not to be whores. Not to be thugs. Not to be murderers and liars and thieves. These are just distortions of the Creator's own intelligence, and the Creator has gifted each and every being with its own presence and its own intelligence. There is no giver greater than the Creator itself. There is no intelligence greater than the Creator itself. There is no intelligence that is equal to the Creator in its goodness and wickedness. Evil and distortion are characters of the reflections of the distortion of human character. There is nowhere in existence that you can find something that is inherently evil. It doesn't exist. And when you look at the word evil and spell it backwards, it's live, L-I-V-E-E-V-I-L. The forces of wickedness, the forces of darkness, the forces of evil are those forces that distort life itself, that work against the process and the progression of life itself. For life is an eternal reality, and we were each blessed and gifted with a life. And it is an eternal life, and we need to reverence ourselves, respect ourselves, maintain and sustain, enhance ourselves, cultivate ourselves, develop ourselves, and so that we can truly reflect the intelligence of that which we are as living, loving, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence. There is no greater degree of liberation possible than giving representation unto the light and the truth of who and what we are as intelligences of existence itself. You and I were born to be radiant in the light of absolute and supreme truth. You and I were born to glorify the lineages that we represent, because we have been blessed and been gifted to have opportunity to move in a way that the people who came before us could not. Understand, there is no error in the progression of existence. The error has been in those people forgetting that there is progression in existence, forgetting that there is law in existence, forgetting that we were not born to slave, we were not born to make money, we were not born to be a part of a death machinery and killing system. Capitalism, enslavement, globalization, and all of the big words that they use for enslaving everything and everybody upon the planet. You and I are in a time where if we take the time, if we take the time to really ask for the solutions to the problems, ask to be a solution to the problems, ask for the answers to the questions, ask to receive the quality of ingenuity and genius that is necessary to take part, to take a conscious part, to become a conscious participant in the healing and the regeneration and the restoration and reconciliation and the realignment and the reattunement of the earth itself and the creatures of the earth and the people of the earth. This is not just a black thing. This is a human thing. There is not one race or nation of people who are truly in their light. There are those talents, skills, gifts, and abilities that the Creator has given each of us, and it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to refine ourselves and define ourselves unto it, so that we bring to the global table that which is our gift and our skills. And all races and nations of people are to work complementary to existence itself. And our talents and skills and abilities, the way that the Creator has designed us, are complementary to each other. But the issue for us is understanding that there is no race of people who were completely authorized to be absolutely lawless in existence, that it was not for us to begin to truly feed off the flesh and the blood of other beings. When we have become so toxic, and the toxicity of Western culture, The poisons of Western culture have found themselves on every continent amongst every people, and every people amongst every continent has made their way to America and have become a part of that American melting pot. We represent all of the cultures of the world, so it is not our duty or responsibility to be enslavers of the world's populace. We're talking about the root of our own people, the root of all people. America is the youngest continent on the face of the earth. And she is completely out of order. And it is time for those of us who constitute America as Americans, Black Americans, European Americans, African Americans, Mexican Americans, Hispanic Americans, whatever you want to call yourself. The issue for us is that we are all living, breathing intelligences of existence, and our duties, our obligation, and our responsibility is to be able to function according to the purposes of existence, in the perpetuation of existence, for the continuation and exaltation of existence, to the magnification and the glory of the order of existence, the law of existence, and the beauty and awesomeness of being directly. There is no greater glory than triumph. And those of you who have been real low, those of you who have been real sick, those of you who were given death sentences and have come to life, you know there is no greater glory than claiming life, than claiming light, than being cleansed, than being purified, from being renewed and rebirthed to be the living testament and testimony. True self. And each of us has been saved. We've been saved time and time and time again. And each of us has opportunity to participate in the salvation and deliverance of the lineages of people that we represent. But there is no way that the world can become liberated if the individuals that make up the populace of the world do not make a personal commitment to liberation and have a working understanding as to what liberation is. Liberation is the intelligence of your being being free to be as intelligent as it is, as creative as it is, as gifted as it is, as right as it is, as genius as it is, as kind and merciful and compassionate and considerate as it is, as loving and caring and just beautiful as it is. It's about our spirits being freed up to truly give reverence and be in virtue and character as to who and what the Creator intended for its presence personified through human beings of all manners of hues of people. For love is seeking its highest expression in everything we think, say, and do. Thoughts of love, words of love, acts of love will bring harmony. And giving service to others as we journey in life is true worship of the Creator. For we each are parts of the one, the whole. The Creator is the eye that sees through every eye. Father, Mother, Creator that is everywhere present, may you always be pleased with what you see. Beauty, peace, love, harmony, love is seeking its highest expression. It's time for you. It's time for me to be all the Creator created us to be. Gods and goddesses dwelling eternally in conscious immortality. The kingdoms and queendoms of light here, right here. For who else can regenerate a planet that is becoming a nuclear waste cesspool and a tomb for all the life she brings forth? Who else can bring forth people from the ditches and valleys of degradation and help cleanse and purify, renew and rebirth them so that we all are able to give our personal testament and testimony to testify to having triumphed, having gotten the lessons of the school experience that we're here as earth residences And our earth residency is a temporal thing, but our existence is an eternal thing. And we are having opportunity to truly have an inner standing, to come to a resolute standing, to stand absolutely on behalf of light and life and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power and potency and prosperity. There is nothing that we can do that will bring us a greater glory than each of us making a conscious commitment to being in absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, to have the care to be absolutely righted and corrected, to truly reflect the radiance and the brilliance of who we are as children of light and disciples of truth, of who we are as those who have come to issue forth a brighter day, a better day, because they have been praying, our elders, our grandmamas, our great-grands, they have been praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The earth itself is already completely suspended in the heavens. And we don't have to die to go there. We're already in the heavens. And this planet is a living paradise. She is a living being who is self-healing and self-regenerating. And she's gifted us everything that we need in order to be all that we are. And so as we begin to come to that point and place and space where we have to face squarely the consequences of our choices, and then let us take heart and to know that with each and every moment that passes, you can choose a better thought. And that's a blessing. That you can choose a greater thing. That is your blessing. That you can make an affirmation, a declaration, and a commitment to live in the fullness of all that you are. And there's nothing and no one who can keep that from you once you've made up your mind to do that. It's beyond being comfortable. It's about being real and authentic and creative and potent and powerful, masterful and skillful in the arts of love and the science of being. To understand that the degrees that have been conferred upon us, that have given us opportunity to be in complicity with our own oppression and undoing, are not the degrees that we need in order to qualify our lives for continuance in existence, but the degrees of light, degrees of love, degrees of wisdom, degrees of compassion and mercy and understanding, understanding and overstanding that which is duty, obligation, and responsibility in terms of what it is to be human, what it is to be divine, what it is to have a bloodstream that is cleansed and charged with the currency of existence, so that everything you do is helping to increase your ability to magnify the current of existence itself. And as you mature, you become brighter, you mature and become more of all of that which the Creator intended for you as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal part of it. But if you don't refer to yourself as this point of the presence of the absolute or this child of God, if you do not give reference to the truth and the source of your being when you say I am, and you continue to put other words behind I am, which misqualify you, disqualify you, confuse you, and put you in a position where you continue to settle for limitations on the scope and the presence and the potency and the authority of your own being as a point of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, absolute intelligence everywhere that you go. You are able to represent that which is light, that which is love, that which is real, that which is giving, that which is healing, that which is blessing, that which is empowering, that which is uplifting. We are the resurrectors of our time and our now moment, and our movement does not have to be legislated. We do not have to converge upon Washington, D.C. to prove anything to anybody. The issue for us at this particular time is being able to make the correct choices day in and day out, to become very consistent in doing that which is in our own best interest, being able to take resources that we've been gifted and applying them towards increasing our resource. And the greatest source and resource is the presence that we have been gifted, is the intelligence that is permeating every atom and every cell of our being, is the current of life and life force that we have, and learning how to utilize those energies, learning how to become ever more expansive, ever more magnetic, ever more attractive to the good and the blessing and the power and the potency and the will in the wheel of existence, is that which is truly liberating. Being free from distortion, being free from hypocrisy, being free from contradiction, being free from self-denying, self-defeating, self-destructive behaviors, being free from your addictions, being free from moving out of sync with the truth of your being, being free to live in the fullness of the love and the power and the authority of who you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of presence, of an absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. This is our time, y'all. And there is nothing that these people are planning and plotting to do that will revoke the Creator's will or its will of existence. There is no fighting that we need to do. There is a surrender into the laws of our own being. There is a giving of our love and our passion and our commitment and our want and desire to be true to the truth that is us. For the Creator has provided us everything, will continue to provide everything. But if you, with your own hand, continue to destroy the integrity of who and what you are as an intelligence of existence and life, and that intelligence will leave you, and that which would be your future, that which would qualify you to be conscious as an immortal, moving beyond the veils of life and death, to truly see the infinity of eternity and to be graciously accepted with the lives of the exalted ones in the higher heavens, way away from the earth when it comes time to move from the earth. But there is wholeness that we need to have here. There is a reconciliation, a realignment, a reattunement that we need to have here, that atonement, at one-ment with the intelligence of existence. We are absolutely permeated by it, totally immersed in it. We are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of it. Claim the truth of yourself. Let go of the lies. Let go of your experience history. Let go of all of those things that are no longer serving us towards our greater good. It is our right to be right in life. It is our right by birth, by virtue of the fact that we exist, to have food, clothing, shelter, and that which maintains, sustains, and enhances and calls forth the rejoicing of our spirits and our souls. It's nothing that we have to slave for. It's nothing that we have to beg, borrow, or steal, but you do have to claim with your own power, your own authority, your own voice, your right to stand in the fullness of that which you are as a living intelligence, as a loving intelligence, as that which is here to serve life with all other beings. There is no being authorized by the law of existence or the Creator's will to legislate and perpetuate death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and or path of prosperity. You and I are here by divine right. So let us take the time to make our lives truly divine. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle with Adama. The meeting of the Inner Circle is my attempt to make sure that you get more of what you need to be all that you are. And a lot of times, the only thing that you need, in addition to everything that you've already been gifted and blessed with, is just a little time. A little bit more time to take time to become ever more still, ever more reflective, ever more thoughtful, conscientious, and considerate of what it is to be, the blessing that it is to be, and to realize that all beings, regardless of where they may be upon the face of this earth, we are all held within the very fabric of existence with our very breath and our very heartbeat, our pulse, and all of that which animates us. And that which animates us is the very presence and intelligence of the absolute presence and its absolute intelligence. And therefore, that common denominator and the uncommon denominator that is the fullness of all that we could ever possibly be is all there is as existence itself. And for each of us who has breath and heartbeat, we have duty, obligation, and responsibility that is inherent in our being by virtue of the intelligence that animates all of us. Every fiber of us, every atom, every cell of us. And so we are in that now moment where it is a prerequisite for our being qualified, for being continued in existence, to come to a point where we have the care, the consciousness, the quality of wanting to really be held in the truth of ourselves. But there is only one presence and one power that is the active presence and power of existence itself. And that is the presence of the Absolute. And we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that presence. With each and every breath we take, with every beat of our heart, with every step that we've made, with every lineage that has come before us, the Creator's intent and its will is for all of itself, all of creation, all of its creatures, all of its intelligences, all of its ministering intelligences, all of its gods and its goddesses, its lords and its lordesses, and all of those who have being, whether they be upon the planet or be off the planet. It is the will of the Absolute for us to be totally responsive unto its will, unto its ways, unto its character, unto its beauty, unto its truth, unto its light, unto its love, unto its peace and its poise and its presence directly. And that which we witness upon the planet that is manifesting itself as distortion and degradation and disease and death and war and all of those things which put us in position where we question God. We say, well, if God exists, then why are all of these things going on? These things are going on because man and woman of whatever race and nation of people you may represent have for some reason chosen not to be conscious of being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of that absolute and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. And therefore, we forget that there is law that governs life. We forget that all of existence is lawful and that the planets themselves, the worlds, the realms, all heavens, all hells, everything is held in existence by virtue of the laws of existence. And if we are to qualify our lives for continuance in existence, if we are to fulfill the promises of the establishment of the kingdom of light, our elders and people have been praying for generations, thy kingdom come. thy will be done. Now is the time that each one of us should make ourselves available so that the will of that which we call God, that which is the intelligence of existence itself, may have its way in our lives. For there is no one, no system, no organization, no educational or religious system that can will for us and do for us greater than the intelligence of our own being, but not caring enough to function and to claim and to declare the truth of one's being as an intelligence of existence is leading us to think that somehow we can be empowered by just affirming that we're Black, or just affirming that we're Democratic, or just affirming that we're American, or just affirming that we have taken on all of these arbitrary social statuses, names that have no power in and of themselves. And it is our time to be empowered. It is our time to stand forward. It is our time to stand on behalf of life itself. It is our time to allow the forces that are working through people, the spirits that are working through people, working through businesses, working through organizations, to let them know that no, we will no longer be in complicity to our own oppression and undoing by continuing to slave and be something less than what we are as divine points and parts of an absolute and eternal presence, whose presence is all there is as existence itself. There is not one of us who is not fully animated by that intelligence. There is not one of us who has not been prayed here. We live on the wings of the prayers of those who have come before us, so that we may be continued in existence, so that we may have greater degrees of freedom in our lives, so that our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-great-great-grandchildren can glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent. But when you have multi-billion dollar industries of death trying to make sure that you stay enslaved, that you stay addicted, that you stay dumbed out behind the educational system and the religious teachings and the governmental policies of this place, then each one of us has to have a concerted commitment to the triumph of absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, absolute love as the reality of our lives. There is nothing we can do that will make sense if we do not have, first and foremost, a desire to live in the fullness of that which we are as the Creator's own. And if you cannot lift your voice up to affirm, I am this point of the absolute presence, or I am a child of God, or I am that I am, which is in reference to the intelligence of existence that is permeated and all pervasive through every order of existence. If you cannot say it for yourself, there is no being anywhere who will say it for you. Our time. It's now time to get real clear about what the purposes in existence are. And when we take time on a consistent basis to be reflective, to be meditative, to be considerate, to be reverencing and respectful, to be in communication with the intelligence of our being, when we take time to listen, to be still and hear, then we can get our guidance as to what moves we should make. It will come to you. But if you don't trust yourself, then you cannot trust God. If you cannot trust yourself, for the truth of God is the truth of you. And God cannot be enslaved. God cannot be a whore and a nigger and a thug and a murderer and a liar and a thief and a killer and a conspirator in its own demise, and the demise of its children, and demise of its creatures, and demise of the planet that it has blessed us so perfectly with its intelligence, so that this planet provides all of our material physical needs. The intelligence of the Creator is so absolutely phenomenal, so absolutely awesome, that every atom and every cell of our being is completely charged by it, makes each one of us absolutely phenomenal if we would take the time to realize that in order to function accordingly, in order to be a part of the perfecting of the will of existence, the will of existence and the will of God of our lives, we have to consistently be in a state of progressive unfoldment and development and cultivation and care and love and mastery of ourselves, mastery of our thoughts, mastery of our habits and our desires, mastery of over our passions and our lusts. Because you will not come to greater degrees of freedom and you will not be disciplined. And you cannot possibly think that the freedoms that our American children are dying for our freedoms just for you to be as wrong as you possibly could be, as wicked as you possibly could be, as distorted and dysfunctional and degraded as you could possibly be, thinking that somehow you're not paying attention to the intelligence of your being, so that it licenses you, as this country licenses the corporate deities of death to perpetuate and to infiltrate our bodies, our communities, our school systems, our churches, our neighborhoods with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, artificially sweetened, neon colored beverages, and hundreds of thousands of chemicals that are being absorbed into our tissues and saturated in our eggs and deforming our sperm. And we think that we can be consciously held as conscious points of the absolute without giving any conscious thought towards the absolute, allowing the mind to rule the matter, allowing the heavens to rule the earth. When you don't dwell there, we have to learn how to dwell consciously in the presence of the absolute presence and its absolute reality. We have to learn how to function in the thought of light and love and wisdom and truth and peace and perfection. For to live perfectly is to allow yourself to be consistently inspired under the illumination of light and wisdom and love and virtue and integrity and ethic and morality, and that which allows you to encompass and be encompassed by the intelligences of existence, so that grace walks with you, love walks with you, light continuously surrounds you. It is your armor, it is your refuge, it is your protection against all wickedness, all evil, all of those things that would make you trappable and incarceratable by a system that is designed to exist on the capitalization of the life force, blood, bone, sweat, tears, and labor of other beings. We can no longer give complicity by being voluntary slaves to a system that is destined to be destroyed. Here we are in this now moment, and the blood of all of those who have been slaughtered and killed, annihilated and hung and raped and sent back into the spiritual worlds through death and disease and demise are calling those of us who are living back to life, coming to that point where we are representative of the forces of life, the triumph of life, the triumph of light, the triumph of law, the triumph of right as the reality of our lives. For what can you do here that makes any sense if you cannot do that? What are you living for if you have not taken a conscious assessment of why you're here, what your talents are, your skills are, what it is that you can do in order to fulfill the need that there is for greater love and light and life and wisdom and truth and peace and poise to be all pervasive as our truth and our reality throughout all of our communities? There is not one people who is authorized by the law of existence to be in distortion and dysfunction and to function as murderers, liars, and thieves as their inherent purpose in existence. Those agents and intelligences that are men and have organized themselves as warring machines and military and might and governments and whatnot, who are consciously seeking to have global domination of all of the ancestries, or I'll say the ascendants and descendants of the Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native peoples of this planet, those people who are consciously perpetuating death through the immunizations and inoculations and the drugs and pharmaceuticals and the poison and the white sugar and the tobacco and all of the chemicals and whatnot. These people are functioning in distortion, for their breath is still of the breath of existence itself. But the reality is that so many people are so used to so much wickedness being so pervasive that you think that wickedness is God's plan. Wickedness is not God's plan. Wickedness is what comes as a result of not following God's plan or not being harmonious with the intelligence of one's being to be a perpetuator or a progenitor of lineages of people and to work and to be able to work and collaborate with the administering intelligences and the forces of existence in perpetuation of existence itself. There is no being that lives to kill itself. It is the will of the Creator as intelligence through every being to perpetuate themselves. And so those of us who call ourselves people and humans and two-legged ones and what all we call ourselves as us, planetary dwellers here, the authorization in existence is that which you have been gifted with your breath and the intelligence of your being, and by virtue of having so, you are and will be held completely accountable and responsible for responding and having the ability to respond correctly as an intelligence of being. You say to be or not to be, that is the question. You were given one life, and that life is an eternal life. And there is no wisdom in doing that which undermines your own life. There is no wisdom in eating oneself to death and sickness and disease, or smoking oneself into sickness and disease, or drinking oneself into sickness and disease, or being in complicity with peddling these poisons as a way for you to generate your livelihood. But in order to change your life, in order to change your ways, in order to change the way that you make your money, in order to become consistent with the intelligence of your being as an intelligence in being, and to be completely intelligent in the perpetuation of your lives and your lineages and love and life and light upon the planet, then you have to care enough to make the commitments to do it. You have to allow that mind that dwells in the heavens to dwell within the heavens. The earth itself is suspended within the heavens of existence itself. How much more of infinity lies beyond us, to the right of us, to the left of us, upwards or downwards of us? There is infinity everywhere, and each point of infinity is a point and center of it. And it is time for us to be harmonized in the reality of who we are, not as just a planetary people, but as cosmic citizens, to know that there will come that day in time where you will have opportunity to leave the planet. And when you leave the planet, you should still be very conscious of being a being of consciousness and intelligence and immortality, for there is no freedom that is greater than that. There is no liberation outside of that. But in order to get to that, you have to claim your strength, claim your power, claim the truth of yourself, reclaim the God and the goddess of yourself, reclaim the light and the wisdom and the intelligence of yourself, reclaim the fact that you are a part of an infinite and eternal presence that is the whole of existence itself. And there is nothing that you may not accomplish when you apply yourself directly unto it. Now is the time for us to do that which is yet to be be done, and that's to become completely disciplined, harmonized, and focused as living intelligences of an absolute and eternal presence. For liberation is about conscious immortality. And the time that it takes you to begin to cleanse and purify, renew and rebirth yourself so that when it comes time to leave this planet, you have been birthed as an embryonic god or goddess into exalted spiritual realms of existence. And those who are your constitutional organic spiritual family will be able to recognize you and receive you and help acclimate you to what it is to be without your physical body. For we will be off of the planet much longer than the time that we have on the planet. But the time that we have on the planet as our Earth residency, this is school. Life is school. And we're here to learn the laws of life, to learn the laws of giving, of loving, of being, of sharing, of existing cooperatively with all orders of existence itself. And now the people are flunking out because they act as if they are authorized by the law of existence to be killers, and they are not. To be killers and then to feed off the flesh and the blood and the bones of that which you have killed. To be breeding things into existence specifically for the purpose of feeding the blood and the bones and the flesh of that to children as happy meals is not the Creator's will. So as we take the time to become ever more considerate, ever more reflective, ever more repentive, ever more reverencing and respectful of the intelligence of your own being, the intelligence that is permeating through your body as breath and heartbeat and bone and blood and tissue and water and all of that which you have, realize that there is no ownership here. You cannot own anything here. You've been gifted a body, a heart, a mind, a life, a soul, and an appointed time to come to maturity so that you would have had time to master yourself, to come to understand and have an inner standing and a resolute standing with the laws and the truths of existence, so that those truths of existence will anchor you in an eternal reality, so that you realize that you are not here to serve death, you are not here to eat of death, you are not here to partake of death, you are not here to work on behalf of death. And so therefore, all of the multi-billion-dollar corporate entities of the tobacco, alcohol, sugar, dairy, meat, chicken, fish, and sugar industries will be losing their employees as a result of you all getting strong enough to realize that you should have life and purpose beyond them. And once you make the commitment to your life and your purpose, you will be strong enough to have a greater thought, particularly after you have cleansed and purified yourself, particularly after you have totally recharged the whole vibration of your being in exalted thought and affirmation and declaration of the truth of your being through calling on that I am presence, with this the truth of all beings. You and I are absolutely extraordinary based upon the reality of our being, the living personification of intelligence that is absolute and perfect in and of itself. But you keep claiming that you were born in sin, that you have to be a sinner, that there's only one perfect somebody, and that one was called Jesus. And y'all don't even give credit to the one that birthed him. I mean, we are at that point where our whole being is in need of a true cleansing, purification, renewal, reacclimation, reclamation, reconciliation, realignment, and attunement at one with the source of existence itself. And we dwell in it. We are a part of it. We cannot be removed from it, except the fact that you do not allow yourself to dwell in the truth of your being. You don't think about it. You allow yourself to be consistently bombarded with all of the television and the things that they have on television. You allow yourself to dissipate your life force through doing meaningless things. You put yourself in a position where you have no protection and no refuge, that you become very prone to anything happening to you because you have disconnected with your purpose in existence. And a people who have lost their purpose, a people who have disconnected from their inherent purpose and duties and responsibilities, obligations in being, have disconnected from their destiny, and they are scheduled to have tragic dates with fate. So as we move forward in the progressive movement into timelessness, into the eternal order, laying and knowing that this is the establishment of the eternal government, and that absolute and eternal law, absolute and eternal order will always prevail regardless of what the situation and circumstances seem to be. You and I are living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal parts of an absolute and eternal presence whose presence is the whole of existence itself. We want you to completely harmonize in the truth of what it is to be so beautiful, so wonderful, so divine, so absolutely phenomenal, so gifted, and to know that we are the ones that our people were praying for. And there are those people who, most of us, represent people from other places in the world, and those places are war-torn. So we who are here cannot afford to be just sucking up the spoils of a capitalistic system while our homelands, our motherlands, our fatherlands are being war-torn and just completely raped and abused and misused. And we sit here and we party and we dance and we laugh and we do all of these things, but we are not doing what needs to be done in terms of accepting our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revivified, and completely resurrected as living, loving intelligences and potent parts of that absolute and eternal presence whose presence is the whole of existence itself. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama.